Continuing the halachot of the Ben Ish Chai on Chanukah. So we're in Parashat Vayeshev Halacha Dalit. The Ben Ish Chai writes that it's a mitzvah to place the menorah on a tefach that's closer to the opening, the entrance of where you walk in. And even, he says, even nowadays where there are minhagim to light inside, completely inside, still it's a minhag to light it, even if you're lighting inside, to light it by the doorway on the inside. So, just to point out, before we continue, that the Kaf HaChaim says, Kaf HaChaim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, he says that if you do have a window that's facing Rishut HaRabim, facing an area where people are walking by, so that is the preference. That is a preference. The preference is that as many people as possible should see the menorah. So that's halacha lemaaseh for us. That even if someone who lives in an apartment building and the like, or even a house, it should be lit by the window, so that people can pass by. Now, I'm just going to go off topic for a second. Let's say you live in an apartment building that the window is not facing anyone. For example, let's say you have an apartment building that's facing the ocean, facing the water. It happens to be in my apartment, one of the directions is facing the water, and there's not many people passing by over there. So then it would be preferred to light it inside the home, probably what the Ben Ish Chai is saying, to light it by the doorway. So he continues and he says, I'm not going to read it inside, he continues and he says that it should be lit in the doorway so that when you walk in, your mezuzah should be on the right, the menorah should be placed on the left doorpost, so that you'll be surrounded with mitzvot. So that you'll be surrounded with mitzvot, because you're going to be walking in with your tzitzit on, and on your right side you're going to have the mezuzah, and on your left side you're going to have the menorah surrounded with mitzvot. So Rav Chaim Palagi writes this as well, that you should also do this. And he says, therefore there's a minhag to check your tzitzit before you walk through the doorway, before you light the menorah. Check your tzitzit, so that it actually should be, check your tzitzit and tie them, make sure they're kosher. So it actually should be three mitzvot, that you're surrounded with three mitzvot. Zakh Baruch, everyone, have a great day.